Well, I'm going to finish with something else that flies, and that's mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are actually judged to be one of the most dangerous creatures on Earth because actually they account for more deaths than any other creature. There's about 200 or 300 million cases of malaria around the world every year, and up to 1 million people die of it. And malaria is, of course, exclusively spread by mosquitoes. And in the case of falciparum malaria, the most deadly form, that's anopheline mosquitoes. But what does the malaria in the mosquito actually do to the behaviour of the mosquito? That was a question that was bugging, excuse the pun, James Logan and his team. They're a research group based at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. And in PLOS One this week, they actually show that being infected with malaria gives mosquitoes the munchies and makes them much more likely to home in on the smell of a human. So they do a very elegant, very simple experiment. They put two nylon membranes in front of these mosquitoes. One of those nylon membranes, which resembles human skin, has been tainted, so it expresses the same smell characteristics as human skin. The other hasn't. And they compare how many mosquitoes land on and try to bite through the membrane, simulating a mosquito biting a person. And you tot it up over a period of time. You then repeat the experiment with mosquitoes that are infected with malaria. And what you find is that the malaria-infected mosquitoes bite 4 times more frequently compared with the mosquitoes that are free from malaria. The researchers say, well, it could be that the malaria parasite is in some way manipulating the smell or olfactory system in the mosquitoes. They don't know exactly how yet, but it's tantalising to suggest that perhaps they increase the sensitivity of the mosquito smell system to those odours that signal out a human to a mosquito. And that draws the mosquito to the person at the very time when it's most infectious, so it's more likely to pass on the infection. You can see there's a strong evolutionary reason why that might happen.
So how do they see this being applied?
So the argument would be, if this is the malaria parasite manipulating the behaviour of the mosquito, what it may be possible to do is to find out how it's doing that, and this may lead us to a whole new avenue of ways to prevent or cut down the risk of malaria transmission, effectively by blinding malaria-infected mosquitoes to humans. If you can reverse this effect, then you will reduce the rate at which malaria is passed on, and this will make the disease much easier to control.
Thanks, Chris, and thanks also to Victoria Gill. You can find more information, including references to the papers we discussed, on our website at thenakedscientist.com/news.